Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, where we talk that talk when we walk that walk. You dig? My name is Josh. I'm your host. Back in the building with my man Penny Austin.
You already know it.
That's Ellis. That's not Penny. My fault. Yeah, that was crazy. All right, but yeah, we got them two, and we got 40 in the building. Mornings.
Yeah, what up? We got 40 back in the building.
Great start.
I should have wore some shades.
Why you say
it's
that?
It's hot.
Why you say that?
Late nights, early mornings, man.
Oh, it was a long night. Last night.
Let's get to these topics. It's hot. Right. We're gonna talk about.
Nigga, we was up at 7.
Well,
stop. Yeah,
we was up early, but it's not early right now.
Yeah, you know.
First, you get that first burst of energy, then your body be like.
Hey, I kind of was excited. At the pre-show meeting, you was like, "Yeah, we potting today." And you got here, it's like, "Dang, we potting.
Yeah, we potting
some work in."
But all right, let's get into this first topic, man. First topic is panic or patience. I'm gonna go over four teams, and I want y'all to tell me, you know what I'm saying, whether it's time to panic or stay patient.
He said that whole exactly how I wanted him to say.
That's good.
That's how I envisioned it when I typed it into the thing and he said it like that. That's what it's
for. Hey, I'm doing my job.
Synergy.
I'm doing my job, man. So, since you want to talk,
go ahead.
Panic or patience, man, on the Bengals. That's the first team, man. Is it time to panic or do we need to stay patient with the Bengals?
Looking at their schedule, hell yeah, it's time to panic. Joe Burrow got blonde hair, so that's off. You feel me? So it just shows that it's a lot of off shit going on. I don't believe T. Higgins is hurt for real. Yes, I am questioning nigga integrity. Yes, I did.
Again. Lamar.
I don't blame you if you try to get that back. You feel me? Get that back.
That's true.
They will say fuck you in a minute, so fuck them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I agree with you. The thing with T, though, he's on a franchise side.
Exactly. He's gonna get paid.
He's getting paid this year.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But
not what
he's trying to get a new big contract. If it's not with the Bengals, it doesn't benefit him to not play. That would be the argument.
It still does. With him being as young as he is, it still
It depends on how the Bengals look.
Bengals
if he's not playing. If the Bengals still perform well without him, which they didn't.
Perform well, though.
Which they didn't.
And I don't think they are.
They're not. They have no running back.
They're a bad team.
Well, so I guess I'll go ahead. You think panic, obviously.
Yeah, he hit the panic.
Obviously, he's going to panic.
Yeah,
like
I want that, but I.
You can keep going. No, you got
that. Nigga just took over my ass for being an ass. Yeah, I guess these points that were made by my fellow castmates over here, even though I was gonna say I was getting to the point about the fact that you know that run game is shitty, very bad. Zach Moss doesn't look the same without running behind that Indianapolis offensive line. Mm-hmm. Zach Taylor's. I always had questions about that guy. Just seems like their offensive line sucks again. They just can't never get that right. Lost a lot of key parts on defense, and you saw they couldn't stop the Patriots, and they lackluster weapons. So I believe if you thought you was making the playoffs, that's one of the games you got to win. You got to put a dub in your schedule.
100%.
That's the game that you're supposed to win.
Especially with the upcoming games that you're supposed to think
about. It's just like, all right, that's a dub.
We didn't even talk about that game.
That was one of the ones
we
skipped through.
The Bengals and we did
we just went on about it.
Now look at us.
Yeah, I lost an eliminator tournament, ESPN, picking the Bengals.
There were two games that we all four picked on, and that was one of them. Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, at least we got the Panthers, right?
No.
We didn't all
pick the Panthers. Oh, you did.
I picked the
crazy deal.
I am. That was nasty.
Yeah, nasty.
And they played the whole, they didn't take the game off the TV. They played the whole game.
The Minnesota Giants game was the
other. Oh, yeah. We got that right through.
Yeah, we all got that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess you can take over now that you.
Yeah, he's done. So we got into that because we started talking about T. Higgins and him questioning his integrity.
Questioning his integrity is a wild statement. I ain't gonna lie.
That's kind of what you're doing.
That's kind of what you. But hey, get his money. I agree. You know, he getting paid this. I think panic long term. For sure.
Short term,
in terms of this season, I still don't know.
But
just because the Bengals look terrible every week at the beginning of the year.
You can't push on this topic.
I know we can't. I know I can't. I just, it's week one. And the Bengals. So I'm gonna say no panic for this year. I'm gonna say patience for this season. They obviously have some problems coming down the road, but in terms of what they're trying to accomplish this year, and them trying to win a Super Bowl, they get to these slow starts every season. We'll see about Ja'Marr Chase. The fact he was out there is a good sign. He's willing to play, but is he going to perform up to his standards? Is he going to continue to play? Like my colleague here said, T. Higgins not playing right before the game, like 2 days before the game. My hamstring a little tight. It's a little fishy. That's what you paid the Joe Burrows for, according to the league. Shit. Like that's according to everyone. That's why Joe Burrows is the second, third best quarterback in the league. So if he's that,
he what?
If he's that, a lot of people say that. I don't.
Who is a lot of people?
I don't agree. I don't agree.
Say that.
People say that. You can't tell me people don't say that.
I ain't heard it.
Second or third, for sure.
Nah.
I didn't see Burrow.
That's what you paid him for.
Comments.
That's what you paid him for. He's supposed to be Joe Cool, Joe Shiesty.
Joe Shiesty.
He got to show that. So if he's that, then you know they can be patient. They can still make the. When they made the Super Bowl, they were a wild card team. They always get beat up in their division. They could have a rough season, sneak into the playoffs, and make a run. So in terms of this season, I think patience. But we'll see. I'm a little sketchy on the Bengals.
I don't see where the patience come from. I hear you, but man, I'm.
So what's your take on that, Ellis? Panic or patience?
Panic.
Oh,
First of all, what was the score again? 16-10?
Yeah. 10.
So you're telling me you couldn't get two touchdowns and a field goal against the Patriots. That's one. Two.
Patriots got a good defense. Christian Gonzalez look good.
Christian is nice.
Name me two more players on their defense right now without picking their phone.
Please, because I can name you one more.
Get two. Josh Uche.
I can get. Okay, Pepper's still over there too, but.
They got your bro still.
But still, this is my thing.
I said him, not y'all.
We bailed my bad. Him. Bailed him out. Look, get out of jail free card.
Yeah, they're well coached.
But you know who's not well coached? The Bengals. A mix of that, no running back, your receivers playing finicky. They both trying to get their money. Your quarterback getting sacked, hit, flip, dip, whip, all that. Pause. the defense, again, still wasn't showing up as much either. The defense is iffy. You got to do something. The AFC is heavy. So it's like,
it is. Dog,
you going to have to show up or shut up. And it's big looking titties. Bad. Okay. That's definitely true.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, next thing.
Well, just cuffed them hoes.
I wonder what Josh got to say.
You didn't say nothing.
I didn't. I haven't said anything. I'm panic, bro.
I can't take none of this nigga say about the AFC side. I'll be AFC North series.
No,
For some reason. It just always feels like it's just so.
They all try. Fanboy for the Ravens. For
sure. Yeah. I swear to God, every time.
Like you know, but I'm being for real. You like, hey. Objectively speaking,
Bengals? It's y'all like, already know what the fuck I was going to say.
y'all hit it right on y'all hit the hammer on the nail. Yeah. To be honest,
at that point,
so it's like y'all really said everything I was going to say.
Hey, fair
this
enough.
This time,
we'll see who's right. I could because
you lose.
Man. It's not
you lose
good.
Opening week to the Patriots like that, bro.
Yeah, that's
it's you that's win tough. That game. That's tough, especially when a lot of people are looking at you as a playoff contender. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's some people, I'm not going to say us, but I know it's some person, somebody out there that was like, oh yeah, the Bengals might fuck around and win division.
And it's tough because, and we'll pick it later, but they got the Chiefs next in Arrowhead.
Exactly. So it's going to be tough sledding going up that hill, man.
We'll see how that turns out for them.
All right. So next team is the Falcons. Panic or patience? Penny, how you feeling?
You raised your hand.
Let me go first.
Hey, I'm about to say, you got something to say
about the Falcons.
Panic or patience? I'm kind of going back to what 40 did on the last one. Are we talking about team
this
or quarterback?
Season, this season, as the team,
the Falcons.
We're not talking about for Kirk Cousins.
We're talking about for the Falcons.
As the team, you will go patience.
Okay.
You just drafted a quarterback that you haven't threw in there yet. Just added some pieces on defense that's going to take a little time to get together. You got a young receiver core and everything like that. Pitch look nice. You got to run it back. Everything else is young except one problem, that quarterback situation. Kirk got, you know what I'm saying? They got to do something with Kirk, man. Kirk ain't for sale.
That's probably why they went ahead and got
first game back.
Which is why I say patience.
You know, rusty.
Which is why I say
and
patience.
And all the money they gave him?
Yeah, I don't care about the money. They do. But yeah, I would say patience because of that, right? You can play the long-term goal with a lot of young pieces on the team. But personally, yeah, Kirk ain't
going to. You got to take care of the division while you can. That's why you got to
pay. That's true. Yeah. That's true. That's true.
The division suck. It ain't going to suck for, you know, forever.
Facts. It's just right now.
So take advantage of why you got the most talent.
Yeah. Because we've seen divisions flip quick. They just get stacked like quick. That quick.
Look at the Chiefs. Chiefs did it quick.
I'm just talking about the whole division. Like, look at the NFC, the AFC West.
Bro, look at the NFC East. There was a season we thought all four teams going to the NFC East were going to be trash.
They were the NFC least.
Yeah.
And for like all 3 years of them straight. And then all of a sudden, boom. Damn, that was a crazy year.
Yeah.
So. You got to take advantage of it while you can, man.
It's panic mode now because you can't be just throwing games away.
That's fact.
Can't be throwing games away. You can't have Kirk out there, you know, looking. See, that's because you're going to end up rushing the young boy out there if Kirk keeps looking that bad. So that's going to show another sign of we panicking. If we put the rookie quarterback in there against our plan that has sitting him all year. But the defense did look good. So, you know, that's one positive sign. But like I said.
5 field goals.
Got to take advantage of the situation that's ahead of you right now. With the division looking the way it is, you can't just be out here losing games, especially against a team that doesn't score a touchdown on you. You got to be able to put more.
Literally beat y'all with field goals. 5
you got to be able to put more points on the board.
You're not supposed to be able to do that in the NFL.
We pay him money to put points on the board. I can hear all that. Week one, you know, he ain't played in a while, but hey.
You got a job to do. Yeah, you got a job to do.
I agree with Penny. I think it's time to panic if you're the Falcons, man. I think rust is a factor, but I think that they were anticipating a trash division, which for the most part, their division is pretty trash. But the Buccaneers could very well steal that division from them this year.
It's looking like it.
And then you're SOL, to say the least. You put all this money into this quarterback. You spent your first-round pick on another quarterback. You don't know how he's going to turn out in the NFL. He could be great, but you're not playing him right now. And if you don't even win your division this year, when you're supposed to be all in to at least be a conference championship contender, panic, panic, panic. I'm not sure if they know what they're doing out there in Atlanta. It looked fishy when they picked Michael Penix Jr. We let them convince us, oh, we got a long-term plan. Your long-term plan was that big contract you gave Kirk Cousins.
Facts.
So I think it's panic mode in Atlanta.
I personally feel like you can stay a little patient for this season. I'm going to agree with Ellis because at the end of the day, to y'all's point, you did go out there and sign Kirk Cousins. But I kind of feel like it's in a way, it's kind of like Green Bay when they got Jordan Love. Not to say that it's the same situation, but that's kind of like what I get from this. We're going to bring in Kirk. Because, like y'all said, the division is on the weak side. So if you were to have like a season or two to be like trash to develop Michael Penix Jr. and let him get them like a year or two to sit back and study, then this would be the time to do that.
Yeah, you know, by the time you insert them, let's say the division does turn around.
Now you got a Jordan Love-esque quarterback. You know what I'm saying? That's really ready. To take that step and then boom, now y'all up there contending for the conference.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we can hold off on
that. That's a risk, though.
It is a risk.
I get
but
what you're saying.
You got to risk it for the biscuit.
But you got to have the pieces to put that.
The
Packers did that twice with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Now here's the thing with the
Falcons. Not Kirk Cousins.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not the same situation. But it's like you're making those steps. Now, obviously, this is like the first offseason where they really like started. Mm-hmm. They've shown signs to make those changes. But that's what I'm saying. Long term wise, in the next 2-3 years, I feel like for right now, just stay patient, bro. Just stay patient. It's one game. Yeah, you dropped it to a team like the Steelers. But we've known like the Steelers to be a hard team to beat anyway. So it's like, all right. It's not like they're the Patriots.
Ooh. Damn.
Patriots won this week. So.
That's what he
but I'm he's saying. I'm saying roster wise, like talent wise. It's not like they're the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
They have a good roster.
So I feel like we can stay patient on them.
We'll see.
We'll see. Speaking of, next team, 40. I'm going to let you go first. Oh, jeez. You're talking about the Packers, man.
Let's talk about it.
Packers. Is it time to panic? Is it time to be patient, man?
I don't know. I'm going to say be patient. I'm going to say be patient. As a fan, it's always panic mode. It's always stressful just being a real football fan of your team, watching the games, like being in and being committed. But objectively speaking, I'm going to say be patient. Reason I say that is their performance last week left a lot to be desired, but it was a lot of things that was in their control. And you would hope to see those improvements as the season improves advances. They're still the youngest team in the NFL. They still have plenty to learn. They got a lot of credit for that playoff win and getting that experience, but they still have to learn how to win and stack wins. They finished the season 9-8 last year. They got hot at the end of the season, at the right time of the season. But when it comes to putting together 17 games and going into the playoffs strong and as a real contender, they still have to learn how to do that. Now, elephant in the room, Jordan Love out 3 to 6 weeks. And in that division, they're going to have to stay afloat in order to have a chance to make the playoffs. Yeah. They benefit from a weak NFC conference. But that division is going to be some gruesome games in that division. Not in terms of style of play, but in terms of how competitive they are. So I think Malik Willis, especially if it's only like a 4-week stretch that they're out, I think Malik Willis can keep them afloat. Now, 6 weeks, I'm starting to get worried. But I'm going to say have some patience for the Packers. Yeah.
What's so funny?
Me talking about Malik Willis. Hey, man. He got me worried, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. He got me worried. But I believe in Matt LaFleur. He's a good coach. He's proven to be a good coach. So,
Kenny, I got a question. How you feel about that?
Y'all all going to say
panic. I'm about to say.
Now, of course we all going to say.
Yeah, of course I'm going to say panic.
Y'all lost y'all quarterback. End of story, bro.
So why would you even put this as one of the teams?
Like, of course they got a because
it's your team.
Their season is finished.
My problem is he just said you lost your quarterback. Next team, bro.
No, I didn't say next team. I said story.
You said next story.
But y'all ain't losing. He'll be back, right?
I didn't say next story.
He'll be back.
It'll be too late. Yeah, he'll be back.
They're gonna be 0-6 by the time they come back.
But I don't think they're gonna be on.
Malik Willis ain't winning no game.
Bro, hold on. Talk about.
Who Malik Willis beat? Go ahead. Tell me who Malik Willis beat.
The Colts.
He didn't beat us with our backup with Gardner Minshew. Stop it. So let's go.
The Colts.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Come on.
Give me a second.
Talk about it.
I'm going right now.
This is what I'm thinking, right?
Who they beat?
If he's out, let's just say at the most 6 weeks.
All right. Next six games for the Packers.
Definitely beating his old
team. They got the Colts,
L.
Titans,
L.
Vikings,
L.
Rams,
L.
To the Cards,
yes.
Texans.
L. That's a whole
losing
bunch of
to
L.
the Titans?
Yes.
That's his old team. His defense coordinator finna cook that nigga for real.
Mike Vrabel finna go.
Mike Vrabel don't coach there.
Oh, they got him out of there.
That's why they just...
That is true.
Bro, after what we just saw from the Titans, they
winning no games.
But Will Levis, okay.
If they shut down Caleb Williams, they damn show.
I went into today's episode knowing that they was going.
Okay, so out of those six,
shit on the Packers hour.
This is my thing. Out of those six games, even if they win, two is a lot. I ain't gonna lie.
We gotta go 3-3. That's the only way.
It's probably not gonna happen.
That's what I'm saying.
It's probably not gonna happen.
We can go 3-3.
Best case scenario, y'all.
Who you beating?
That's what I say.
Who you beating?
We beating the Colts.
Okay, let's just say that's Colts. Colts and Titans.
So it might beat the Vikings.
So y'all are finna go 3-0.
Over the next three games.
That's what you're saying.
Malik Willis just got there like 2 weeks ago. I ain't like the nigga perfected the offense.
He don't know the playbook. Let me not say that. He might not know the whole thing. They might simplify.
He looked bad when he knew the playbook.
read the next six games again.
You got the Packers at home. I mean, the Colts at home. You're going to Tennessee. You got the Vikings at home.
Dip three right there.
Okay. You're going to LA to play the Rams.
Okay.
You got the Cardinals at home.
Okay.
And then you got the Texans at home.
Yeah, we're going 3-3. Win the first three. Win the first three, lose the next three.
Go ahead. Hey, it's his team, bro. So you go with Panic as well, I would assume. Yeah, yeah, it's his team. So we let
him. I ain't gonna lie.
They gonna go
I'm gonna say Panic because
they gonna go three. And just the way that he explained that schedule, I just don't see y'all winning three.
They go.
Two is the best case scenario for y'all. Like best if the case. If the for yeah, me, is if the Cardinals
is the best case.
If the Cardinals up and then
Cardinals
the
and the Titans.
I think those are your
those two games. Those two games are the games you can win.
But you can lose both of those at the
maybe the Vikings. Maybe the Vikings. Because it's a home game, divisional game.
We'll see.
We'll see. But those would be the three games.
What about what you think?
We'll see.
Oh, I'm saying Panic. I ain't gonna lie to you.
See, the only reason they put this topic in the show, first of all, you can't say they
because Penny's the one. It wasn't the shit on the Packers
because their quarterback got hurt. So exactly. It's a topic.
Yeah. His fandom coming out right now.
I'm not mad.
Am I Ravens?
I'm good.
We'll see.
All right. So on to the next team.
Like I said, they're going 3-0 these next.
Last team. Three the Browns. Three. Panic of patience.
I'm pressing the big red button over here too.
That's on me. I'm gonna talk about my biggest surprise, but yeah, I'm panic as well.
See, the Browns are screwed.
Short term, we're back to the Browns. That little Baker Mayfield era is over with.
Yeah, tripping.
They wish they had.
Who tripping?
Browns. Yeah, right now.
What you saying?
You saying patience for the Browns?
Yeah, bro, you gotta give them niggas some time. They ain't even got Nick Chubb or they tackles back.
They didn't have Nick Chubb last season either. They did pretty good,
but they had the offensive line. They ain't got the offensive line.
You know, I'll give them a little leeway.
No. Deshaun Watson is washed, bro.
Yeah. No, stop. He's not, bro.
He ain't getting his butt rubbed, he ain't a quarterback. He ain't
washed, bro. Couldn't throw the ball 10 yards down. Like, come on, bro.
Watch, bro. We're not about happen. To. All
right.
He bouncing back this year.
Bouncing what?
So,
he bouncing
relax. Back. Relax, bro.
So you saying patience.
I'm saying
no,
patience.
I'm not.
Oh, well, I'm saying I can give a little leeway to see where some patience will come from because the defense isn't, or they looked horrible, but they can be a good.
They did look horrible.
They can be a good defense because last year they didn't lose a lot of pieces.
Number one defense,
exactly.
So the defense can turn around, get them a good stretch of games depending on who they're playing against.
They could not be as good as the offense. They do have the weapons.
They got Jerry Jeudy. Exactly. They got Amari Cooper.
Right? They're gonna be
the line can protect a little better. The Chubb coming back. I can see that. But just they me personally, I'm still they saying be panic because Deshaun Watson, y'all paying him.
They probably will be better than the Bengals this season.
There are people on television, national television, saying the Browns should think about Jameis. They're screwed at QB, bro. Stop.
They're looking for views and shit. You already know how Dan Orlovsky is, bro. So stop.
Dude, don't say people. Deshaun looked really bad.
Exactly who said it, bro.
He did look really bad, but they're still
there's
not
multiple
putting
people
in.
That said it. What do you mean? Yeah,
they're not putting Jameis in.
Yeah, more than him said it, though.
He wouldn't put Jameis in even if he tried. So yeah, stop. Bro. That nigga just on TV talking.
He trying to get the ratings. We know what it is, but.
Yeah.
So. That's crazy to me. Deshaun looked terrible. I'm sorry.
Horrible. Panic.
You ain't got no offensive line.
Patience. All right.
Semi-panic on my end.
All right. So that's 75. That's patient, huh?
Gotta be patient. You know, we're black people. Sometimes we show a little late to the party.
And I still be on niggas' ass when they show up late to the party. Well, nigga, you an hour and a half late.
You said 7 o'clock. It's only 7:45.
You should have said 7:45.
Should have said 6:30. They could put up at 7:15. Yeah,
if you really wanted me to pull up at 7, should say 6.
Y'all know what time it
is. If I really wanted you to pull up at a time, I'm going to tell you what time I really want you to pull up at.
Okay, let's say that.
But you already
this
know.
Morning, y'all said.
We on.
Y'all said 8 o'clock?
We on Mount
Right? I woke up at 7:30.
We on Mount.
That's you, though.
We 40 was there on mountain top. You might be maybe. On Central Time. We on mountain top.
He was a little.
Even 40 was a little.
And I black people. Yeah, he was.
But by the time he got there, you expected everybody to.
That's why I said no later than 9. I knew it wasn't gonna be.
I figured you said no because you said 8.
He said 8 o'clock.
I didn't say 8 o'clock. So when y'all said that shit, whoever said that shit, I was like, all right, bet.
I said no later than 9.
You know I had questions,
so I know I gotta be up.
I said no later than 9.
We usually do 3 hours before.
Yeah, you was talking about fucking.
Because I
exactly. You talking about Cali time? I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Y'all talking about like 8 central, like 8 a.m.
Yes.
Like, oh, I said, that's early.
I mean, switching it from 11 to 8 was crazy, but I understood it now. But go ahead.
All right, so on to the next topic, man. On to the next topic. The biggest surprise from week one. What are y'all takeaways?
Let me just go and get my surprise. Because we just talked about it. It was the Browns.
Ugly.
It was the Browns?
How bad the show was.
Ugly the big uniforms is.
You ain't like them?
The big the oranges?
Yeah, you weren't liking
them? Giants uniforms is nasty.
Them was kind of I don't know. I like to pop when I see some new shit. Like, when I see a new jersey, a different jersey.
The pants, bro. I just wish the pants weren't tan.
Yeah. The tan did go off a little bit.
Fuck the Giants. I'm talking about the Bengals.
The Bengals, yeah. You wasn't messing with that?
Nah, not the orange pants, bro. You got it.
So that's your biggest surprise for week one? The Bengals jerseys?
Everything else was pretty like...
He can't say
but
that.
But I wasn't ready for the Bengals.
He can't say that.
I wasn't ready for the Bengals. I wasn't ready for Bengals.
Yeah,
I wasn't ready for the Bengals to come out there with the uniform.
You should be the most surprised.
Well, it was 3-11 last week.
Some shit surprised you. I hit my parlay, so apparently I went too wrong. But
I say his parlay hit.
So
he bet on players.
Team.
Yeah. Okay,
but
okay.
Yeah, he good though.
40.
My big surprise was how good the Buccaneers looked. I talked about it a little bit earlier, man. Baker on time. Mike Evans still producing. Chris Godwin looking. Playing some of the best football, at least in week one, that I've seen them play in a while. Defense, you know, they still got the same cornerstones from their defense, man. Buccaneers surprised me. They look good, man. Like, I didn't have them as a contender winning that division, really. I thought maybe they could sneak in a wild card. They might win double-digit games. You know, give some teams some trouble that don't expect them. So, shout out to Baker and the Bucks.
Shout out to Baker is crazy.
Okay. And then
you know, right?
Deshaun being 24 for 45 with 169 yards, 6 sacks, and 2 picks.
Look better than Caleb Williams.
And I ain't gonna lie, let me piggyback off that, because that leads right into one of my biggest surprises.
Which is?
Cleveland O-line / Dallas's pass, really Dallas's pass rush.
Let me
throw some stats out there real quick. No, because honestly.
You shouldn't be.
Out of about 50 dropbacks, he had 17 QB hits.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Over 20 QB hurries and 6 sacks.
Micah had like 9 pressures by himself, which is crazy.
He tipped a pick, didn't he?
It's basically a QB hurry. You get a QB hurry half the time you drop back, that's bro.
Every other play.
Yeah. Every other
drop back. Yeah, that's pretty
cool. That's crazy.
The rest. That's why I said be patient.
But I would think that would
be good.
When you get your tackles
that ain't
back,
that ain't getting fixed no time soon.
Yes, it is. The tackle's coming back within the next 2 weeks.
We'll see.
So, he gonna be hurt by then. Where he get it? Lip, dip, whip.
Might be better.
Split.
Y'all are just mean people.
Nah, Deshaun's bad, man.
Yeah. Another thing I'd say that was a big surprise to me was the 49ers run game without C-Mac. Not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
did not see that coming.
You got Shanahan fucked up.
Didn't see it. I mean,
I did. The reason being is because the reason we know C-Mac is for his duality. As you see, he wasn't catching a lot of passes out the backfield.
C-Mac
tossing it to him.
He was getting it.
Bro, I mean, come on now.
He gonna run that bitch, bro. Like.
But that's
what I'm saying. The production of it, though. Did you see this,
Mike
bro?
Anderson,
28 carries, buck 50, and
Terrell Davis, Alfred Morris. Name whoever you want to. They have succeeded in the Shanahan system. So that's really in the spot.
He'd have succeeded with bad running backs.
6 and 7 round picks, undrafted guys.
Like it's happened time after time. That's not as surprising.
Shanahan gonna call that run game.
He gonna get it.
That is true.
But you can't say you weren't surprised because none of us knew C Mac wasn't playing. That was a surprise in
another. Definitely
was. So
in
you
my
can say you're surprised about
still.
That.
You can say you were surprised C Mac didn't play, but you can't say that you were surprised them niggas ran that bitch.
Yeah, I could.
I'm not saying I'm surprised.
You just surprised he got the 150 in the touchdown.
That's all I'm saying. The production of it.
They gonna tote that hoe.
I know they're gonna tote that hoe, but the effectiveness of him.
But he
running
always
the ball.
He gonna tell you. You ain't got a right.
Yeah,
to
be like I ain't got a right to be surprised by that. Like what are you talking about?
Shanahan gonna put them niggas in the position that's gonna.
I'm a grown ass man. If I want to be surprised, I'm gonna be surprised.
Hey Josh, you just said you don't know ball.
You got. When you watch a Shanahan game, you gotta know that run game gonna work.
It's gonna work
no matter what, no matter who backed up. Yeah,
fuck what you talking about.
They can put whoever they want. They can put whoever. I'm just saying, hey, you got to take off the surprise lenses when you watch the 49ers game and the run game doing good. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
It's just surprising. It's like when you watch the Michael Myers movie and a nigga stab a nigga with a motherfucking butch knife. It's like, oh shit, I was shocked that Michael Myers did that. Nah, nigga, you knew that was coming.
You knew what time
it
was.
That's
coming.
Not the same.
It is not the same. Because every goddamn Shanahan game, you know he gonna run that bitch for nothing.
He gonna run the rock.
Exactly.
Hey, one thing for sure, two things for certain. So you take him off Shanahan,
that's run that rock. Exactly.
All right, so we on to the next one, man. I'm done talking about fucking Kyle Shanahan and his fucking run offense. All right.
It's goated.
So, right there next question. To Wayne. Who do y'all think can challenge the Ravens
and the
Chiefs out of week one? Who's looking like they're going to have a challenge?
The Kyle Shanahan.
You saying anonymous?
That ain't their name.
That nigga's
Kyle Shanahaners. He be cooking. He like Smokey Robinson. He like Smokey Robinson from Motown. Smokey Robinson wasn't singing them songs, but he write them hoes.
Make no tackles.
Smokey Robinson wasn't out there singing them hoes, but he was putting them in position to do their thing. Motown ain't Motown without Smokey Robinson.
Bro, glazing.
Straight blazing.
He got a point.
Bro, you calling him the Kyle Shanahan.
He calling him somebody
that's behind the scenes making the plays.
Like Smokey Robinson.
All right.
40. Who you think?
Like you disrespecting Smokey right now.
Can challenge the Chiefs and Ravens out of week one?
Yeah. And be honest.
Smokey Robinson.
Bro, why are you doing...
God, I want some respect getting put on Smokey Robinson name right now.
I know this thing because it's this new nigga.
Off the rap.
What are you talking about?
Nigga just popped, literally ripped the tag bougie, off.
Nigga. I'm like real time nigga.
I mean, go ahead, 40. I ain't mean to cut you.
I think the Niners and the Texans.
The fucking Smokey Robinson.
I like the Texans, man. Yeah, hey. They look really good, bro.
Talk about it.
How's that glazed?
That nigga happy.
Bro, look at this. Hey, Texans are nice, man.
They are.
I mean, the AFC is so tough, so we'll see. But they got a chance.
They got Kyle Shanahan.
I said the Niners.
I think that's the only team. I think those three teams are in a league by themselves.
I'll say one more team. The Niners can't compete. I'll say the Lions.
Somebody got to compete with them in the NFC, right?
I'll say the Lions.
Who?
Just I'm asking.
I don't know. Based off week one, I like the Lions, in the NFC, too.
But we're not talking about the NFC. We're talking about the Ravens and the Chiefs.
But they got to see somebody from the NFC eventually.
That part is what I'm saying. And it's not going to always be the 49ers.
Somebody got to be the Lions.
Yes,
I can see the Lions. For sure.
It ain't gonna be the Kyle Shanahan team.
I like the Lions.
I do like the Lions.
But you know them Texans, boy.
They showed a lot of grit in that.
They showed me something. That showed me something. Got me excited,
bro. Some of them throws, man, were just crazy. Because when you're going against like an Anthony, we're gonna talk about it.
Nah, we ain't gonna talk about it. We still talk about it.
We might as well lead right into it.
Nah, we ain't gonna talk about that because I want to keep talking about the fact that y'all disrespect Smokey Robinson.
Bro, all
right, don't get your smoky smoke off. Since you want to talk about it, get your smoky smoke off.
I just feel like it's very disrespectful that y'all ain't going to, you know, put the correlation.
You want us to acknowledge what you're saying. I'm choosing not to.
No, I don't want you to acknowledge what I'm
saying. Why don't you just use Quinn Miller as an example then?
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. It's because he didn't write all the Drake songs. Smokey was an instrumental process. You know?
Party?
Ooh. There we go.
Neo?
For a few songs.
The Dream?
Stop.
Chris Brown?
Stop.
Chris Rallo?
Stop. Stop. Did you just say Rallo?
Oh. I mean, Gilly the Kid.
Did that Rallo? Rallo was locked up.
My fault. Gilly the Kid?
Good thing, yeah. Nah, but yeah, Rallo was locked up.
Yeah, Gilly
say he was out there writing Weezy Wee Raps.
Crazy.
So that's why he came before me in Super Bowl. They made me your lyrics, nigga.
Yeah. Bro.
That's why he don't remember having
He don't remember because Gilly was out there writing the business.
That's supposed to the biggest Lil Wayne fan. Just been talking down on
him. Hey, bro, just because
I've been talking down
all day.
Just because I'm the biggest Lil Wayne fan don't mean that nigga is above these jokes.
You've been talking down on
48
hours.
That's
facts. It is true. Just because
I'm with you. That don't mean I won't get on your ass.
That don't mean you above these jokes.
We try. We give no passes.
No passes. Yeah, I'm still listening to your music.
Yeah,
but allegedly, that's what they say.
Your music ain't nothing.
Whoa.
Hey,
well,
I didn't say
that's
that.
That's
what he is.
That's not what he said.
I'm interpreting.
That's not what you're assuming.
You're not interpreting. You're assuming.
No. I can hear. I know exactly what women do right there.
I'm over-exaggerating.
I
said this, but I heard this. This is what I interpreted.
I'm speaking hyperbole.
Yeah, exactly.
See, we speak English.
Extreme hyperbole.
Nobody on this panel going ever say Lil Wayne make bad music. Stop.
Of course not.
All right, man. On to the next topic.
We would all have dreads if we could grow.
And the F is for ferocious.
Phenomenal.
Front though. It's a lot of
frostbite.
All right, bro. On to the next topic for real.
I got frostbite.
Penny.
It was terrible.
Penny and Ellis, man.
I'm gonna start with y'all. Nah, let's start with 40 since he was over there glazing the Texans earlier.
Yeah, we'll bring it. We'll boomerang.
Okay, we'll first.
We'll boomerang.
Yeah. So,
do you think
the Texans and the Colts is the best rivalry in the NFL right now?
I do. I think it will be for a little bit.
This nigga, he mad?
No. Let me tell you why. They got two superheroes at quarterback.
My lips is dry.
They got two superheroes at quarterback, man, and it's going to be a competitive rivalry. That's a big
thing. Two superheroes?
Yes.
Well, one Superman, and I guess we would call
Batman and Robin. Batman. Can we do Batman and Robin?
I guess we would call it nigga Batman.
Batman and Robin's crazy.
It's not what talking about. It's Superman and Batman.
Call him a sidekick.
No, I'm about to say
Superman, Batman is okay.
Yeah,
but Batman, Robin.
Because Batman ain't had no
and that's what
ability.
Not. Batman and Robin is infused.
You talking about CJ's a master, like Superman.
I am not.
He trying to be disrespectful, but I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Batman and Superman.
Robin put in that work. Yeah,
Batman
tripping.
And Superman is the comparison. One is a physical freak, and one is a god of doing all of those mental, man, you know, physical gymnastics
them two,
and
them
and
two going back
like
and
that?
Forth, man, is going to be fun to it watch is, for the though, next for decade. Sure.
It is.
And I always get to watch it because I live in Houston, so I'll be able to see
two times a year. Every single time.
Regardless of where I am.
They start blacking them hoes out.
Streamies ain't never get blacked out.
I don't mean that.
I'm gonna have access.
As a Colts fan, you don't mean that.
I'm gonna have access.
This is the big thing to me. Like you think of the old rivalries, like Packers.
I know. I pay for the Sunday.
You think of Ravens Steelers. They have to be competitive though. Like they have to be actual rivalries where both teams are winning. And I don't think there's ever gonna be series sweeps or season sweeps for either of these teams against each other. Like they're gonna split damn near every year because Colts gonna get one, Texans gonna get one. Texans gonna get one. Colts gonna get one. They might fuck around and tie, knowing these two teams.
They did.
I know. Not with these two, but they might fuck around and tie. They damn near did. They could have this past game. So I think, yeah, man, they gonna be an exciting rivalry. So
Will Fries decides to block.
We know they're gonna play each other. It's gonna be fun to watch.
Into oblivion. So that happens in real life too.
I feel like for the past 2-3 years, it has been probably like the most exciting games in football. I'll just name the past 2 years. So you got this game that just happened, 29-27.
Yeah.
You got last year, 23-19 Houston. You got the 31-20 game.
That game
Indy
wasn't
won.
That close, though.
You got the 32-31 game with Lovie Smith.
Yep.
At the beginning of that season, they had a tie.
They gave y'all CJ Stroud.
That gave us pick number two.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Y'all CJ Stroud.
And the game before that, that's the one we went to with the tie.
Yep.
Which, I mean, that's really anticlimactic. But, I mean, from
how
a
did that feel in person?
Bro, it's like I just said, anticlimactic, bro. You walk out the stadium and it's quiet. Like, nobody's talking shit. Like, nobody's, yeah, we won or fuck, we lost. It's none of that. Everybody's just
everybody walking out like they walked in.
Yeah. Walked out how you walked in. All right. Finna go home.
Yep.
It was very dry. It was very dry. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to say to answer the question, going forward, I think so. Yeah, it's going to be probably one of the most, if not the most entertaining rivalry in football for the next couple of years. So, especially with these two quarterbacks and the way they was looking in this game. Game one? Yeah, man. I don't know when y'all play again this season. I don't know what week that is.
We play at the very end. Yeah, am I right? Like 17 or 16?
Last game of the season?
I think it's the last game.
They gave it like first and last.
Oh yeah.
They usually do that for me.
Going to be a crazy game. Can't wait to see it.
By that time, we might not be playing our starters, so we'll see.
Damn. Damn, Shorty.
That's crazy. Damn.
All right, well, I'll let y'all take the stage, man. Y'all go ahead and what y'all think?
Man, get your popcorn ready.
This all I'm gonna say. Actually, this is not all I'm saying. I got something to say. Popcorn ready. I just feel like, boy, them Texans really showed up.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had a really good run game like that since Arian Foster. If you know, you know. That run game is going to be what carries us, it looks like. Obviously, CJ can make the throws. We've seen him make the throws time and time again. He didn't throw any picks. One got called back, I think. Two got called back. One got dropped. We'll work on that in practice on Tuesday. I'm in the film room. What you talking about?
In the building with him.
I got my access card. Y'all ain't seen it yet. But I really think
the video coordinator.
No cap. I think that as well as when it comes to the playoff games, boy, we're gonna be able to run it. I got this here 30 attempts for 159.
Joe Mixon went crazy.
I don't know when the last time I seen a running back.
He went crazy.
For 30 plus attempts. 30 attempts. Like that was crazy. That was crazy.
Wear and tear is crazy.
Wear and tear. This ain't college.
We ain't had no gloves on either.
One thing I would like to notate.
And elbow pads.
And elbow pads. Doing the thing. This is
crazy. Real old school.
That boy said I ain't seen it back to the '80s. That boy said I ain't seen a fullback in forever.
But I turned into one for a week.
And he was catching the ball a lot too.
This Joe Mixon last week though.
I did. Prove me wrong.
We'll talk about that.
AR-15. I got him for 212 yards.
He don't win 15.
9 for 19.
He'll win five.
I'll
be 15.
Oh, AR-5?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 5.
Oh, I don't know why I got 15 here.
That's Austin Reeves.
Nah, yeah, changed because of the gun shit.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay, so AR-5. 9 for 19. Three of those attempts were 50-plus yarders. Mm-hmm. Great throws. Great plays. But aside from those, didn't look too phenomenal. He was toting that thing though. Did have me nervous every time he's quarterback design run read options. He was putting that head down. That rushing touchdown. He wasn't putting the head down.
That ain't a pause. That ain't a pause.
All right. They get a little overzealous with it now, man. He put the head down. Got in the end zone. But yeah, I think we're gonna have to see more of him throwing the ball in the pocket. But other than that, it was a really good game.
And
Jonathan Taylor only had 48 yards.
The Vikings passes went in the pocket, and the pick he threw the nigga failed.
A little overthrow, but yeah,
nah, that nigga failed.
You want more efficiency, if anything, but I mean,
can't be more efficient than scoring the touchdown every time you touch the ball. Basically,
that bomb was crazy. Ooh.
It's like. And we touched the ball 3 times in the second half, scored every time. You want your quarterback to put the ball in the hands on every time you get the ball. Can't be more efficient than that.
So to answer,
even if I only complete one pass, if I only complete that one pass that drive, we got
in the end. Do you think the Texans and the
they score when they threw the pick?
Biggest rivalry game.
Oh, Stingley got smoked by a white boy.
Bring all that back to answer the question.
Yes, I do. Okay. Reason being, we've had a lot of divisional rivalries over the past years. We've had a lot of conference rivalries over the past years. But of those divisional rivalries, none of them have had two young star quarterbacks that are going to play for a long time. They might have had it for like a season or two before a quarterback left or came. Both of these quarterbacks look like they're going to be on these teams for 5-6+ years. So having them play twice, maybe 3 times a year for the next couple of years is going to be crazy. Like I said, 2, maybe 3, because they'll probably end up playing each other in the playoffs a couple of those years. So it's going to be exciting. I'm here for it.
Penny?
That'd be crazy.
What you think? Damn playoff
game. Well, I made the question, so.
That doesn't mean you answered it.
So you already know how I feel about that. You feel me? Big coach in the building. In terms of the biggest rivalry in the sport, I probably would have to say, yeah. Ain't too many other games that are that good or competitive in terms of rivalry games. 2 very good teams against each other. 2 very good coaches. Divisions. They see each other 2 times a year. Stakes be on the line. So, yeah, as of now, because, yeah, like I said, the mother games be trash.
Oh, if it ain't the closest trash,
it kind of took away from the luster of the rivalry. So, if it ain't really competitive. Two teams don't really got shit to fight for.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's true,
too. Or one's just smoking the other one every year.
That won't be the case.
Don't count.
Exactly.
I feel that.
At this point, Coach Texans, best rivalry in the league.
How you feel about the game, though?
It's a good game. It's like, close down, good rivalry game. That's how it's going to be.
You bait them.
You trying to.
No, I just wanted to know.
It's a good game.
I just remember you saying something about Jonathan Taylor.
It's always going to be a good game.
I ain't see Jonathan Taylor out there really just performing like he was supposed to.
So, next question. Or something like before that. We get into last question, before we get into the picks for week two.
Talk to me.
Are there any preseason picks that y'all regret making now that week one is officially over with?
We ain't heard from you in a while, 40.
Yeah, because y'all was going on about the Texans and the
best rivalry in the league. We'll see.
I regret thinking that there will be any improvement for the Panthers. They're trash. They are terrible. I'm talking about the worst game I've seen in a while, and there were scoring in it. It wasn't because both teams were just bad. It was the fact I had to watch the whole game.
They got a 40 burger put on their head.
47.
So it was nasty. 50. It was offense was terrible, defense was terrible, coaching was terrible. It was just bad.
I was waiting for that game to get flexed off, to be honest.
I'm sorry, Bryce.
Bad.
You might be a bust, man. You're probably a bust. Matter of fact, you're a bust, Bryce. Like,
you're just saying that he's off topic.
I'm sorry. Like,
let
I can't
him finish
do
the
it.
Season.
There's some no. There's some things that are just deal breakers as quarterbacks. We talked about it before the show with Will Levis and that nasty pick. No. Deal breaker this past game.
What about Will Levis? You were saying,
that was a deal breaker.
Oh, so Will Levis
that
too?
Chest pass that one-handed chest pass.
I'm about to say that's another regret.
He rocking some Levis.
He got the Levis gear on.
You got Levis on right now.
He got the Levis gear on. And it's in the blue. It's in the blue. It's in the blue.
You're really a Levis fan. That's crazy.
You rock with them more than the Packers, huh?
Levis fan.
It's all clean now. This is how clean.
Oh, shit.
Nice sweater.
Shit. You put mayonnaise in your coffee, too?
Man, please.
I don't drink coffee.
Me.
And I don't really eat mayonnaise. I eat it sometimes.
I eat a couple of
times. Like sandwich.
On a hot and spicy.
I didn't eat mayonnaise before.
Nah. Mayonnaise is not my, condiment of choice.
I'm definitely going to go for the whiter ones.
Huh? All right, bro.
That was the most
Ellis. Crazy. You got any preseason takes that you regret, man?
To my knowledge, no.
Yeah, dark skin with me.
You said what?
He lost me in his own world, bro.
Preseason
pick. Taking his dive.
I think I might have said something about the Raiders. Raiders look dog shit as well. that was probably. To the point, the Chargers played pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to be just as bad, but they played pretty good. And then in flip side, Raiders just
John Harbaugh didn't tell me.
They didn't do Chargers things, bro. I told
John
you.
John Harbaugh didn't tell me.
Yeah, so, bro. Sometimes they do Chargers things. John Harbaugh, not going for that.
But we'll see. It's first game for them.
He got a daughter.
Huh?
Maybe.
You say he got a daughter?
That's
crazy. Hey, speaking of deal breakers, Gardner Minshew, another quarterback with a deal breaker play. I showed you earlier.
Yeah.
That bro just threw the ball
to the sideline.
Just dropped it. Just terrible.
What if his daughter was the hot tool girl?
Hey, so
Allison Harbaugh.
That's the reason why she famous.
You just looked up her name.
No, that's not her real name. No.
Because
if her last name
was
Harbaugh, that would be wild. But you know, a lot of these people that blow up and be famous, they be having ties to the industry and shit. So
Understood.
She can be Miley Cyrus, cousin, all we know.
And it could be an industry plant.
Stupid.
Go ahead. Bro, said, does he have a daughter? What? Already a wild question.
Wild question.
He just said Allison.
So I'm like, did you really just look her up?
Just Google his daughter.
Crazy work.
She went to Notre Dame.
Oh, so he do got a daughter.
Yeah, went to Notre Dame.
Exactly. I was just trying to see if he got a daughter.
Yeah.
Was she playing sports or something?
I think volleyball.
Because I was really trying to lead to see if he had a son in this because he had the coach. See, she played volleyball. There we go. I went to see if she was a sports player. Because that nigga's just a like, crazy-ass coach. And like coaching in his family. So I believe at this point in time.
You said his son?
I'm sorry. She played lacrosse. If he had a son. I want to take that back.
Lacrosse? See, if he had a son, but obviously he has a daughter.
He might have a son.
I say he could have a son, too.
Well, I say, why would maybe. It's not like, it's not. Why are we talking about John Harbaugh's family tree?
That's Jim.
Jim, John, James. It don't matter.
John coaches your team.
It don't matter, bro. Hey,
Jimbo is the Chargers coach. That's how you got to make it.
We talking about week two picks
John,
right now.
John is a Raven.
We talking about week two
Raven
picks.
Raven John.
Did you have any preseason?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't get set. I regretted for week one.
I forgot even about it. Okay. To ask you because you on this other shit.
That's fucked up.
What's your week two regret? Because I know you got some.
I don't got
some. I know you got some. Yeah. You went 3-10 and you picked.
My week one regret. Denver
looked like 3-11. You said Bo Nix was going to be fucking offensive rookie of the year.
Which quarterback looked good, though.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure you picked Aaron Rodgers for MVP,
I did not pick Aaron Rodgers for MVP, dog.
We got to go. We got to look back at the film,
bro. I did not pick no damn Aaron Rodgers.
Who did you pick?
Not Aaron Rodgers.
We'll see.
Allison would be his oldest child, by the way.
I just said Aaron Rodgers can play like Zach Wilson, they'll be okay. So why the hell would I make him the MVP? But
we'll see.
That's what I was going to say. My biggest regret is saying the coach is going 8-9.
Oh, you did it.
They
feel like they're better.
Oh.
9-8. 10-7.
They ain't losing
11?
Eight, 8-1.
You said they're not losing any except more games? One
that week 17?
Timeout.
They got them going 15-2.
Timeout.
They're going to probably lose to like.
Timeout. Time to fuck out.
Yeah, nah.
Time to fuck out.
You got them going 15.
Somebody lose to the Buccaneers. Buccaneers might nip.
That's who you said that y'all going to lose to.
Oh, we played the North.
Can you please pull up their schedule?
I got this schedule right here.
I want to run it down.
I'm running down their schedule. They got the Packers, the Bears.
Dub. Wait, slow down. Packers.
Dub. Bears.
Bears. Dub.
Steelers.
Dub.
Jags.
Dub.
Tennessee.
You were talking about Trevor Lawrence like he the man, so that might not be a dub for you.
Tennessee backdoor.
We all play this. Dub.
Then you got the Dolphins.
L.
Texans.
L.
Vikings.
L.
Bills.
L.
Maybe.
Jets.
L.
Lions.
L.
And that's what we put out the black uniforms, too.
It sounds like they lost the last
Patriots,
six games of the
season.
Okay, they got dub.
Broncos.
Dub.
Titans.
Dub.
Giants.
Dub.
Jags.
Dub.
You're losing three games.
Okay, all right. 13-4, I fucking take it.
You're losing at least three games.
13-4, I take it.
You only
at least
three.
Like, 13, you're sealing.
13 I ain't gonna lie. I can see them 9-8.
Take it. 13-4, I take it.
Y'all not
I
going take no damn 13
it, I take it, I take it.
It's his team. I don't know.
I understand that.
He said 52-7.
Four. Nigga, 13.
He did. And he did that series. So, we just go.
13-4.
The same thing y'all said about me with the Packers.
But see, that's like.
I said they can win three.
That's like me saying the Texans are going to win one. That's like me saying the Texans are going
to
win
one.
We won a week 15-2.
We won a week one game in 15 years. So, nigga, I really don't never believe we win a week one.
You picked them. Never mind.
Of course, they're my team. I'm never
speaking
pick
of picks. Them. We're moving on to week two picks, pick man. We're moving on.
I can just go and hold that against me. Well, we all here. If the coach playing, I'm not picking against him. Just like that year that Bam proceeded not to pick against the Ravens the whole year. Same thing.
All right, man. So on to Thursday night football. So we got Miami playing Buffalo.
Actually. You can cut them up and we can do the picks as they on episode.
Okay, bet.
Stop it right there and then cut it up and then do the next.
So just go ahead and do the outro and then we can just edit it back in. All right, bet.
That's it.
So what, just?
Yo, you do the outro now.
Edit the outro.
Just do the outro so you can edit the outro. All
right, so that'll be it for Talk That Talk.
Oh, no
surprise. We'll Talk That Talk, we'll Walk That Walk, you feel me? Catch us on the next episode. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Tell a friend to tell your friend to tell their friend.
To tell their mama.
To tell their friend to tell their mama to tell their people.
Call me.
To, you know what I'm saying? Watch the episode.
You did.
Put it on while you in the shower. While you on the way to work, driving. You know what I'm saying? You want to catch up on your sports stuff? Hey, go ahead. Put us on, man. We out.
Mamas and aunties.
Peace.